Chapter 2. January 2nd of Year 1. During the past months, which I had spent asleep, the interstellar dust was our enemy. If a particle larger than an atom had hit Messenger, I would probably have never awakened. Yet from now on, the sparse material filling the enormous space between the stars will be a friend. Messenger is starting to gather matter. While we have only covered 3/4 of the distance to our destination, we must start decelerating now, in order to avoid shooting past it at high speed. Messenger has no engine to use for acceleration or deceleration. It received its launch velocity from giant lasers on the moon, placed there as part of mankind's Starshot program. These lasers directed high-energy photons at it. Because Messenger weighs so little, it managed to reach 20% of the speed of light this way. At the end of the voyage, there will be no laser guns to slow it down. This does not matter for the other nano-spaceships of the Starshot program. Those are pure observers that are meant to fly past the stars closest to Earth and send images and data home. I do not know whether they succeeded, because mankind was still waiting for results to be sent back when the laser sent Messenger and me on a similar journey. I call up a Tchaikovsky piano concerto from the external memory. It remains quiet inside Messenger, because there is no air on board to transmit sound waves. Nevertheless, the sounds float through my consciousness like curtains wafting in front of a window, and I imagine a thunderstorm outside. I used to love thunderstorms back on Earth. In Marchenko's consciousness, in my mind, there are many beautiful memories of them, as well as 2 terrible ones that I have placed in a dark corner. I give the command that initiates the long deceleration process. At the rear end of Messenger, a microscopic opening ejects a net of tantalum fibers with the thickness of single atoms. I do this very carefully. The net is not intended to be a parachute. Every atom it is going to capture, and the initial plan assumes no more than 1 atom per hour, will enable Messenger to grow. Nano-manipulators will inspect the individual atoms and insert them where they are needed. The spaceship will gradually add new functions that are contained in its construction plan, its own DNA. At the same time, the ship's mass will increase. According to the law of momentum conservation, the product of mass and velocity remains constant. If its mass increases, its velocity must decrease. I am responsible for fine-tuning this process. Before the launch of Messenger, the distribution of matter on the way to our destination was unknown. Only the result has been predetermined, the approximate arrival time, and the desired state of the ship and its crew. Based on this, I must calculate backward. If we encounter a dust cloud, I will have to reduce the accumulation rate by partially retracting the fibers. Otherwise, we will become too slow, extending the travel time. If for some reason we happen to cross a particularly empty sector of the universe, I will have to spread the tantalum net wider so it can capture more atoms. The first catch is a proton, the core of a hydrogen atom. Messenger can tell what the net captured, based on the strength of the transmitted impulse and the speed of the particle. In the beginning, I won't be picky, as the ship can use almost any element to accomplish its objective, to grow. At some point, though, the ship will no longer require hydrogen, the most common element. The Messenger will eject superfluous matter, a process that will also serve to reduce our velocity. These variables cannot be calculated in advance. A simplistic computer program would undoubtedly fail at some point. This was the reason I was chosen to be the first crew member. No one asked me whether I wanted to do this. At least, I cannot remember it. I found all the information necessary for fulfilling my mission in Messenger's memory, yet there are memory sectors not accessible to me. I suspect they contain certain answers, maybe even the grand plan behind the entire expedition. When I awakened, my first thought was, "Am I supposed to be here?" And then, "Everything will be revealed in due time." Therefore, I was surprised, but not shocked, to wake up as the AI of the spaceship, far away from any form of life, except for the tardigrades that will stay in their state of suspended animation for a long time. The last time I felt like this was as a child, when my mother took me to church. I would sit on a hard chair at the edge of the domed interior, and she held my small fingers in her calloused hands. Then everything turned silent, until an angelic choir began to sing. I have no faith in God or a higher being, but I know there are things my rational mind cannot grasp. Even if the moment arrives when Messenger finally provides a quantum computer I can access, that very moment is actually contained in the ship's construction plan.